Welcome to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike is here every Sunday morning at 9 with tips on buying and selling your home, information on the loans to look for and the ones to avoid. Throughout the Real Estate Hour, call in and ask your questions direct to Mike. And now, the man whose first words were location, location, location. Here's Mike Kelly.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday morning right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5
you got it.
FM. I got it. Got them all right. How about that? And we're also on Facebook Live, and we're going to have a special guest here coming on at about 9:15. And Dick Dowd is a long-term native of the county, Anley boy, which I discovered. And as you well know, everybody knows on the show that I was on the first team from El Molino to beat Anley. So, no offense, Dick. But we're delighted to have you here, Dick. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the reason I wanted Dick here is because he's involved with a group of builders, business folks, engineers. It's called Rebuild Sonoma Task Force, but I think you may be morphing into a Rebuild Sonoma, Lake, Mendocino, Napa County Task Force. And they've got some unique items we're going to be discussing today. Also, tomorrow is the deadline for the opt-in. We're going to talk to Dick about that as a former engineer. He also kind of went back and forth as to having FEMA clean a lot versus having a private sector individual do so. And he'll give us his reasons for doing that. But all you folks out there, and I understand the opt-in numbers are not as big as they wanted to, which is another question I'll have for Dick, because you kind of wonder if you have a clean lot next door and a dirty lot next door, isn't there some contamination issues with that? But I want to thank Otto Kobler last week, for doing the show while I was catching just a bunch of fish in the bayou. I was in Captain Dude's fish camp, and we were just out of New Orleans, about 30, 40 miles. And, man, we got in the first day, Joe, we got in the sea trout and just caught a meso sea trout. They were a lot of fun. And if you haven't caught your limit by 1 o'clock, they feel like they've let you down. So you shoot out of these boats that do 45 to 60 miles an hour. I had my beautiful green Giants hat, you know, the one I used, my pretty cool hat, blew off, sunk immediately, which was typical of the season this year. Right? So I ended up getting an LSU hat, which they played Alabama that next night and lost to Alabama.
Everybody loses to Alabama.
Everybody loses. Yeah, eventually they always do.
So did you catch your limit by 1 o'clock?
We were back in by 12:30.
Oh, cool.
But then the second day we got in the redfish, and man, redfish are so pretty, and they're gold colored. Dick, you ever gotten fishing out for any of those kind of sea product?
No, my biggest fishing experience was up in the Katmai Peninsula in Alaska.
Oh, that's big salmon up there. Yeah, definitely. Well, these are big redfish, and they were absolutely incredible. We come in, they clean them for you, Joe. They have four barbecues set up right next to the cleaning table. You take your fillets off, dry them out, put them on the barbecue, and you're eating fresh fish. So I want to thank Otto Kobler for explaining because I wanted him on as a guest, but he does such a good job by himself. He discussed all the interesting, basically, procedures you have to go through now if you lost your house and you have a loan. There is some forgiveness of debt, not really forgiveness, but they're allowing you not to make payments. So he did a very good job about that, plus some of the new FHA products for those who have been burned out of their homes. There's some repairs, loans you can get that are pretty attractive. Though in this fire, it was a tendency to either lose your house or not lose your house. It was that kind of a thing. So that's why I wanted to have Dick down here today. And we'll come back and talk to Dick at the break. But I also want to alert you to an open house today that Karen had last week. Karen Fleming, she's my co-listing agent, and it's a 340 Wickiup Drive. And this is a property that has a lot of utility. We were actually talking to a number of developers who are going to be having crews coming up here to probably work on the construction. which I think is going to be happening for the next 3 to 5 years. There's stories of, I think Otto quoted a number, Joe, last week where he said 25% of people who get burned out actually rebuild their houses. I think our numbers will probably be bigger than that because these are not necessarily wildfire areas. These are major subdivisions. So I think we'll have a bigger number than that. It's a good question for you to start thinking about, Nick, is how many will really rebuild, hopefully. His loans are pretty good, but the where was I going with that? I totally lost my train of thought.
I've been there, done that, and I don't know where you were going then.
Whatever, but I want to thank Otto for doing it. Oh, we're talking about the Wiki House. So we have some developers coming up, and this house is very cool because it's three stories, 6,100 square feet. It's at 340 Wickiup Drive. It's going to be open again today. We've got some tremendous activity, a couple of offers in the wings, but we're looking at offers up till tonight. So come out and see it today. 340 Wickiup, 2.29 acres. The lot can be split. It's five bedrooms, 5.5 baths. Has an elevator, which is very cool, but it was set up as a transitional housing. So we've had a couple of builders look at it, who they're going to put their crews in there, or a substantial amount of them, split the lot, spec a house, and then sell the whole kit and caboodle off when they pull out of the area. So if you need housing, if you lost your home, say at Fountain Grove, and you have the wherewithal to, maybe you had family living with you. We had a lot of people who lost compounds where they had mom and dad and their kids living with them. If you can come out and see it today, that'd be great. It'd be perfect. It's got a downstairs. It's got a four-car garage, the main floor. Then it has a third floor. And like I said, don't worry about elderly folks because it has an elevator, which is really kind of cool. And so Karen will be there today. The price is $1,495,000. And like I said, it's on 2.29 acres. So go out and see her today, between 1 and 4. She'll be out there. Karen Fleming is my co-listing agent on that. Excuse me. Why is it every time I get on this thing, this happens? I can never figure that out.
We take your word that it doesn't happen when you're not here.
I can just talk normally all the time, then I'll get on the air, and I think it's that sustained.
Maybe you use different muscles when you're here.
You never could tell. Well, let's get to our guest because we've got a whole hour to go here, and I want to give Dick as much time as we can. Dick Dowd is a long time of native of Sonoma County. Like I said, he was educated in Anley, went to JC, and he's been an engineer for years. He's retired now from the engineering field, but you're not retired from your development. You're doing a lot of work, and you're the chairman of a group, which I just said entitled Rebuild Sonoma Task Force, which you say may morph into a different name because you guys are going to probably be expanding in which counties you work in. He's a director at the Alta Pacific Bank, and I can't pronounce that. Is it Green?
Wygreen.
Wygreen. Okay. Wygreen Fund Development. He's the director of sustainable development. He was with Pinnacle Homes. Him and Craig Lawson. I've known Craig for many years. Craig used to work for Joe Murphy a long time ago, California Home Days. And Craig's, you guys were doing some green building, I think, during the transitional period there. And I guess you may be gearing up for maybe some rebuilding because you did quite a bit of homes in Sky Farm.
Yes.
Up on the ridge there, which I sold a couple of those. And unfortunately, those were pretty much all wiped out during the fire. But he's a great proponent of public service. And he's been on the public utilities since 1994. The City of Santa Rosa, the Board of Public Utilities. Also a director of Sonoma Clean Power. He's got some terrific – he's in two Hall of Fames, Joe, not just one. How's that? I'm in the RE/MAX Hall of Fame. I'm no longer with RE/MAX. But Dick is in the North Coast Builders Exchange Hall of Fame. He was inducted in 2002, plus the Northern California Engineer Contractors Association Hall of Fame, inducted in 2014. So that's a pretty nice recent honor to have, huh, Dick?
Yes, very nice.
Very good. Like I said, local boy raised in Sevastopol. He told me all about his horrible criminal record he had. He was arrested when he was, 10 years old?
Yeah, for 11,
throwing rocks out of the sidewalk. And I told him I was on the first team to beat Anley. We all know about that. And he'll never let me forget that. But we'll be delighted to have Dick come back and speak about, first thing I'm going to ask him about is this deadline we have of the opt-in, which is tomorrow. That's your deadline, folks. If you've lost your home, that is the time where you need to tell the city, and FEMA, that you can come onto the property and clean it up. So we'll take a break, come back more with Dick Dowd. When we return, call numbers are 636-1350, 636-1350. Right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
For the local news you need, depend on KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
So on November 30th, our two companies, Amaturo Sonoma Media Group, will buy the assets of North Bay Biz. And John will remain president.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you got to call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home, and I'll show you 3 easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Sonoma County's local news, weather, and traffic station, FM News Talk, KSRO, 103.5, 94.5.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning, Sonoma County. Mike Kelly, it is the Real Estate Hour. We are heard every Sunday right here on the news and talk of Sonoma County, 1350 KSRO, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM. Facebook Live is not working for us today, so the podcast will be up. Joe usually put that up after the show, and most people can access that.
Usually up a half an hour after.
Yeah, about a half an hour afterwards. So if you want to take notes, you certainly can. I'm delighted to have Dick Dowd here. Dick, good morning once again.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Very fine.
Good, good. We had a little mess up about 2 weeks ago. We had Bill Rousseau on, and we got our wires crossed, so I'm delighted that you've come down here. We had Bill on because at that point we had another deadline that was trying to get people to get in their calamity exemption if their house had been burned down. And, we had some interesting conversations with Bill. One of the ones that I kind of got into him about, Dick, which I would like to get your take on it, but my friend Bert Bangsberg, I don't know if you know Bert, he's project manager. He's up in, I think, Miramonte. They lost, I think, 40 houses up there. He's one of 5 left, and he's right in the middle. So he asked me, he says, "Can you think I can get my valuation reduced?" So I asked Bill, he goes, "No, you got to show me the comps." Well, the comps are burned down, so what do you do then, right? So it's kind of an interesting – these are some of the questions we're seeing nowadays, is that how can you sell a home that is surrounded by basically a toxic waste dump? It's going to be a construction site for the next, 3 to 5 years at least?
At least. And yeah. Up in the Sky Farm, Fountain Grove area, in the more custom one type homes, we may be looking out 8, to 10 years.
Yeah. I totally agree with you, especially when you get up in Sky Farm. Those were multi-million-dollar properties up there. And then you look, and I think you were telling me there were 145 members of the Fountain Grove Golf Club that lost their homes.
175 members out of about 330.
Wow. That's a big number. That's over half. So we have a big deadline looming, okay? And I want to dicker because he's been very heavily involved with development. He does a lot of the groundwork in the way of putting together tentative maps, looking at entitlement process, which in itself is why you have gray hair, no doubt, because yes, it can be very daunting. And then you actually work with the public utilities, so you're kind of like on both sides of the street. But the thing is that their opt-in is tomorrow. Now, tell me why you decided to go. I think you're going to be using FEMA.
I'm one of the very lucky, fortunate people in Sonoma County. My wife and I lived in Fountain Grove Sky Farm for around 25 years, and we decided that we no longer needed as big a house as we had, and we moved to Oakmont to a single-story house. Instead of 4,000-plus square feet, we're down to 2,000.
There you go.
But we did have to evacuate from Oakmont, but no damage was done to the house that we live in. So I won't be having to do FEMA myself,
right,
or a private contractor, but I, because of my involvement as chairman of the Rebuild Sonoma Task Force, we've had a lot of discussions about how we would advise homeowners to make their decision about how they want their houses cleaned up and properties. And initially, I thought it would be better to use a private contractor, but there's some satisfaction to have the Army Corps of Engineer through Office of Emergency Services, FEMA, clean it up, because you're pretty sure it's going to be certified clean.
Right.
And you've then lost that potential headache as a homeowner. So, and there are factors that caused me to change my opinion. First of all, most of the concrete work that's near the surface is not structurally sound anymore because of the temperatures that the fire created. So that's one issue, and the Corps is basically taking out all those concrete.
Right.
And the other secondary issue to that is that the toxics can have been absorbed in and under the foundations, and so your property wouldn't be totally clean if you leave the foundations portions of it in place. So that's kind of tipped the scale to me. It's a very, very stressful situation for homeowners. I understand that, but I'm at this point saying I think it'll be more expeditiously taken care of with the FEMA OES program, because they're going from house to house to house to house. And
right,
if you're doing a private contractor, well, I've been one myself for years, that will be as they can schedule you, so it may be a longer time frame. I was very impressed. I drove through the Fountain Grove area Friday evening on a way to a political event. And they really are starting to clean up areas that you drive through. You can see they've put down, cleaned up the ashes and those kind of things. And then they've put down some, looks like a product that'll grow grass.
Right.
As soon as we have.
It's kind of that green, blue stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I was very, very concerned. I've read letters to the editor and Press Democrat that echoed my concern. And that was that we really, because of the time of year, needed to get our stormwater pollution prevention protocols
in
place.
Definitely.
So that we don't have a second environmental disaster.
Yeah.
And they are really working at getting that done. So that pleased me. That was our very first issue that we at the task force wanted to make sure was done appropriately and properly as quickly as possible.
Yeah.
And then get to the cleanup. And then various properties around Sonoma County that have been so devastatingly damaged, some will be developed as groups and others will be one at a time.
Right. Yeah, and that's where we have a lot of builders coming out who did those projects. You and Craig did, you know, the Sky Farm area with Pinnacle Homes. Tuxhorn did, you know, a lot of Coffee Park. Condiotti did a lot of Coffee Park. Gustafson did a lot of Fountain Grove and some other projects. So the thing is that we're all kind of wondering in the real estate industry is that, you know, how are we going to – now they're all individually owned lots. And how do you, you know, get people together to do that? But let's talk a little bit about the cleanup issue itself, because I'm in the same camp as my buddy Ross Liskin. We're really worried about the rain. I mean, this usually, you know, during the rain or construction season kind of, you know, comes to a halt. And if hopefully we won't have what we had last year, because that would, you know, like you say, with the damage there is now, especially I worry about the Marquest area, the Reveille Valley, with runoff up there because, you know, there's some huge swaths of land that were burned out. So as an engineer, how do you see that developing? I mean, what can be done about that? And as I know your task force is probably looking at that issue.
Well, we're looking at it, but obviously we don't control the weather. All we know is that if this were a standard construction, you would not see contractors being allowed to put in new foundations once the rainy season starts. And so as contractor developers, we always tried to get foundations in before the rainy season so we could build on those foundations through the winter season so we didn't lose 6 months. Well, the timing of this fire and the oncoming rains are going to significantly hamper any activities like that. So I think there's going to be a period of time. Hopefully we get a break, but we may not with our weather. And if the weather rains like we've had over the last couple of weeks continue, then construction, even removal of the debris, may be terminated for a while.
Yeah, that's what we were majorly concerned about, was just the cleanup process. Because once they opt in, and we're assuming, you know, we're going to have people that will hopefully all opt in, but this is America, and I doubt that's going to happen. I think you're going to have – there's so much distrust of government out there, and especially the federal government, that people may just say, no, you're not touching my land. I heard one guy say that they're going to tear my foundation out, and I'm going to have a hole in the ground. I said, well, yeah, because it's usually you put a hole in the ground to begin with when you put a foundation in. But there's that kind of, like, you know – people objections. So the question is that, number one, if the rains do hit, I mean, we're talking, what, 5,200, I think it is, the last number I heard. So let's assume there's 5,000 lots of various dimensions, topography. I mean, Coffee Park is pretty well flat. I mean, that's kind of a no problem. But then you get into up in the Sky Farm, and you get into in the Fountain Grove, where these are slope lots, somewhat difficult lots to take care of. How do you contain those? I mean, how do you stop that runoff? Is your group must be obviously looking at that. There's a whole bunch of engineers involved. So what's your take on what's going to happen there?
Well, everyone's seen they call them wattles. They're made of straw, and then there's also other products that you can put out there that contain the runoff of water, and they filter it through these wattles and hay bales and whatever else seems to fit, so that the toxics which are in the debris and siltation from the dirt will get filtered. So it can be accomplished. You take Coffee Park. If you put those wattles around the curb inlets and around other drainage inlets and then around the entire perimeter of blocks within Coffee Park, then you can keep that pollution under control. But then, once that comes, you can't continue to construct if the rains come. So you just have to shut things down for a while.
And then when you're looking at, the other hilly properties, then you have a whole new engineering issue.
Yes.
That's going to be a nightmare. And that's I think, what I'm really concerned about, and I think a lot of our realtor community, is how's the city approaching and the county approaching and FEMA approaching getting those things done. So we're going to take a break and come back more with Dick Dowd. I'm delighted to have him in the studio. We'll get into exactly what the task force will be looking at and some other issues when we return with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
FM News Talk Radio. North County 103.5. South County 94.5. KSRO.
Some skepticism, some shock with people wanting to know more in Alabama about sexual misconduct allegations by four women against Republican Senate candidate Roy Moore. That from Andrea Lindenberg, one of the hosts of Alabama's most listened to political news radio programs, Matt and Ani.
She said, "I have a problem with the fact that he gave me alcohol when I was 18 and the drinking age was 19 at the time," and she said, "It matters."
Moore denying the claims, Lindenberg on ABC's This Week, is confident the House won't go along with the Senate's proposal to eliminate the deduction for property taxes, as the chairman of the House's Tax Writing Committee, Congressman Kevin Brady. President Trump's in the Philippines for an Asian summit. Carrie Underwood took a hard fall on some steps outside her home on Friday night, says her publicist. No life-threatening injuries, but she was taken to the hospital. Several injuries, including a broken wrist and some cuts and abrasions. She's home now. Recovery will take some time, says the statement. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
KSRO.
Sonoma County's most accurate, dependable forecast with KSRO's Daniel Trucios.
Mostly dry today with rain coming back tonight. Cloudy skies at 64 degrees, 59 on the coast. Overcast and periods of rain tonight. Low 50, 52 on the shores. More rain for Monday at 61 degrees, 57 in Bodega Bay. Tuesday, partly cloudy at 63, 57 on the coastline. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 at 94.5 KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503. Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
Good morning. Once again, Mike Kelly, you're listening to the Real Estate Hour, heard Sundays, 9 to 10 o'clock every Sunday, right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, KSRO. And they were here with Dick Dowd, and Dick is a long-term Sonoma County citizen and heavily involved in the community, has been on both ends of the stick. He works. He was on the, still on, the City of Santa Rosa Public Utilities. You've been on there since 1994.
Yes.
Yeah, so long time involvement in the community, but also, you know, a gentleman who had his own engineering firm, has done development with Pinnacle Homes in Sky Farm. So I wanted Dick to come down because he's also the chair of basically an ad hoc committee. I guess it's going to be, hopefully it'll not be here in 5 or 10 years when these things are all rebuilt, but Rebuild Sonoma Task Force, which may, like I said, morph into Rebuild Sonoma, Napa, Lake County, and Mendocino. So we were talking about, Dick, about Skype, about, you know, the areas, especially toxic runoffs. We're very concerned about that, how that's going to be handled if we get the significant rain we had last year. And as you said, who wants another, you know, to pile on an ecological disaster on top of a horrible, horrible result of this firestorm. But let's talk about the rebuild project. We had Keith Christopherson at our realtor breakfast, and he said he was very impressed with the City of Santa Rosa and how they are really going forward with this, and how they seem to be really, you know, they have, I guess we had David Gouin at our breakfast last Tuesday, and they have a separate group set up just to handle fire burn victims. But then again, you have a lot of guys who are still working with existing projects, and they're kind of concerned that, well, what's going to happen to us? So I know it's a very delicate, you know, balancing act the city has. You're involved, you know, with the, you know, city on that. And how do you, what's your take on that?
Well, I think the situation is not a one-size-fits-all.
Right.
And I think that our group, and I personally believe that what we need to do is to find ways to expedite homes being built and ready for occupancy.
Yep.
And we've lost homes in every income range in our county. So what the next step, in my opinion, is while we're developing the rules for engagement for the Coffee Parks Market West Estates, which is going to have to be collaborative and cooperative between contractor builders and the government jurisdiction, either city or Santa Rosa or county in those areas. Those will take a while to work out. So our real next emphasis is to look through the jurisdictions within Sonoma County to start with, so that's the county in all nine cities. This is a countywide problem.
Right.
Yeah, the fire occurred in Santa Rosa and its perimeter. But there are projects, most likely in all of the communities and an unincorporated area, that are shovel-ready. There's one I happened to drive by the other day. It looks like it has 20, 25 lots. The streets are already in.
Yep.
It's on Aston Avenue.
Yeah.
I don't know who owns it. I haven't gone into any title search on it. But that's ready to start putting foundations on and start selling product. It's a matter of looking at for those first while we engage with the community development departments of those cities and the county to find game plans that will work that homeowners can be receptive to. And there's, again, as I said, not one size does not fit all, but Coffee Park, flat, smaller lots,
right.
Repeated plans. That could be built more efficiently and effectively by five or six contractors, maybe at most, or developers. It just would be more efficient and more economically feasible.
Yeah, and what Keith was saying was that, you know, you need to have the wherewithal of those companies when they come in, because they're going to have the economic background. They're going to have the crews that will get the work done. You know, if you try to do this one guy, one house at a time, we're going to be here for a long time. And you had some great ideas. I mean, you made it, because I was asking Bill Rousseau when he was here, our tax assessor, I said, well, how many of those homes that burnt down were absentee owners, which would be landlords? And you were making a comment as to, well, if there's like a landlord who had 25 houses there, you know, he wants to get his product. You've got those tenants displaced, so we need to get somebody in there right away. And if you could go by neighborhood or whatever, and have somebody come in like Tux, I'm not advocating Tux, but somebody who's been there before and built those houses, say, I'll tell you what I'll do. Here's what, like four plans? Is that what you probably see happen, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. And you know, here's going to be your square foot costs. And so you could really get an idea of what it's going to cost you. Because I think right now the big question out there, Dick, and you can comment on this, is how many are uninsured? How many did not have the proper insurance? I've heard square foot costs of $250 to $500 a foot. They're all across the board. We need a guy to get in there and say, okay, here's what it's going to cost. So now this is the cost you're going to be looking at. Do you have the insurance?
Yes. Those are all variables. They're unknowns at this point, and they all create significant obstacles to getting things done. But I said it's going to be more efficient and cost-effective if you can kind of gather up and rebuild in those areas like Coffee Park. Marquess Estates is another area that's similar, by having one contractor developer do 40, 50 homes. And I think we're all recognizing the fact that our labor force is significantly diminished. Yep. We were having builders, developers were having a hard time finding workforce to build the projects that were already being built here in Sonoma County. Now we're going to throw in another 5,000 homes or living units. They're not all single families. But that's going to put another big load on the workforce. And anybody can imagine, if you have one house to build one place, you're going to do the concrete foundation, then you're going to do the framing, then you're going to do the other things like electrical and plumbing. But once they're done, that trade group goes someplace else, works for another contractor. Where if you're doing it as a 50-home subdivision, yes, there's going to be multiple owners within it, but you can move that foundation crew from lot to lot to lot to lot, and keep that sequence going. And so that saves money, and it's also expeditious.
Exactly. And that's going to, you know, obviously the city seems to be pretty committed to getting these houses up, you know, and as you made a comment in your notes you sent me, is that the loss in property taxes is staggering. I mean, I was talking to Bill, and he couldn't really put a number on it, but it could be $30 million, $40 million, and that directly goes to the schools, which you were also involved in your, you know, it was one of your elected positions you had. So there's issues with that. I think you made a comment that maybe we may lose 20% of our GDP for the city. That's all guys' money the city needs to run the place.
Yes.
Yeah. So maybe, you know, and so the thing is, we need to get these things up quick.
And I have been, David Gouin, who's the director of community development, community and economic development is what I think the appropriate name for his department now. I worked with David as a member of the Board of Public Utilities while he was director of the water department. I've always been very impressed with him, but I also can say his whole department, in the conversations that I've had, right starting with the City Council of Santa Rosa and City Manager Sean McLean, they are looking for ways to do things right. And once you get into the right category, the right type of solution, then to do it as quickly as possible.
Right.
It's not going to do this county any good or city any good if we do things just helter-skelter and don't do them correctly.
Right. Right.
But they're looking at ways to streamline it, and my task force has their next meeting tomorrow, and we'll be establishing a strategic plan, and that plan includes going to the community development departments of these various jurisdictions, seeing what is out there for shovel ready, and what can we do with these various areas that have been so devastated by the fire, and develop game plans for those separate areas, because they, as I've said a couple of times, one size does not fit all in this tragedy.
Exactly. Yeah. Especially when you get into the Marquis Estates and that whole, you know, Larkfield Wickip area. You had the homes that were across the way that were on by Ursa. A lot of those are on septic systems, believe it or not. You know,
yes.
And so I don't know. Then you get into the thing where is the county going to say, or the city going to say, well, let's get this sewer hooked up. Well, now you have another cost you have to do. But if you're looking at efficiencies, this might be the time while everything is gone to come in and do that kind of work, because, you know, those septic systems guys on a 6,000-square-foot lot is not a good thing to have. But they seem to be working before they burnt down. So there's a whole bunch of, you know, eclectic issues we have to deal with. One of the things that David was saying David Gouin, who the head of the city development, is that they're hiring more and more staff. And that's one of the things he's trying to sell the city council on, is that, look, it's going to take money to make money. And we need to get staff in here because I've got to get these projects out. So I'm sure your task force will be recommending those kind of issues.
Very much so. And the one issue, another big, huge issue that we haven't talked about yet on this show, but I do certainly want to mention it, that we have a need for temporary or semi-permanent housing as well. And there's been some very innovative ideas floated out. David Gouin at the Sonoma County Alliance meeting last week indicated that they're having discussions with the owner of Fountain Grove Inn and the Hilton Hotel about expediting, streamlining those to rebuild. And then have those property owners put those up for rental for 1 to 2 years, just as a stopgap, so that people who have been displaced by the fire could get lodging, right. And the owner of the hotel would be in a good place because his hotel would be fully occupied,
sure,
and
would,
revenue,
yeah,
would be coming from that. So
yeah,
it's, those are the kind of things that are being thought about, and I'm absolutely, totally impressed with the fact that people are looking at these things.
Yeah.
There's also, I saw, I think it was just yesterday, I noticed that FEMA was ready to bring in about 5,000 mobile home trailers, which are very, very much temporary housing. But we also in our group think that the workforce is going to, the local workforce, which is going to be first to get engaged, can't handle the capacity that's now going to be needed. So we're going to have workforce coming from other areas.
Yeah.
To keep that cost down, we think we're going to have to find some means of providing temporary housing,
sure,
for them as well.
Yeah, definitely.
So
it's
multifaceted.
I was amazed at how fast FEMA said they could have those trailers here.
It is incredible.
Like next week, I go, 5,000, they'd be clock up 101, you know? Well, we're going to take a break and come back more and chat with Dick about this, the varied issues we have with, you know, the post-firestorm problems. And one of those is the temporary housing. One of the It is the marketplace itself in real estate and rentals for those folks who are displaced. So we'll take a break, come back more with the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly, right back after these words.
The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Mike will be right back with more on KSRO.
For the local news you need, depend on KSRO's Pat Kerrigan.
So on November 30th, our two companies, Amaturo Sonoma Media Group, will buy the assets of North Bay Biz. And John will remain president.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO.
Real estate agents come and go in Sonoma County. The ones who stick around know things the dabblers don't. Mike Kelly's been selling real estate full-time right here since 1978. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you gotta call Mike.
I was born to sell real estate.
His first words were location, location, location. Mike Kelly knows things the dabblers don't.
I can build a custom strategic plan to sell your home faster for more money with less hassle.
Mike's got specialized market knowledge to help you set the right price for your home. Unmatched Sonoma County connections to find qualified buyers fast, and the online and offline tools that really work.
Show me your home and I'll show you three easy tips to make it look better to buyers, even if you don't use me.
Sell your home faster for more money with less hassle. If you want the Mike Kelly difference, you've got to call Mike. Call the Mike Kelly team today, 707-322-8503.
Weather every 10 minutes mornings, every 30 minutes all the time on FM News Talk Radio, 103.5 FM and 94.5 FM, KSRO.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly on KSRO. Now, here's more with Mike.
We are back. Good morning, Mike Kelly. It is the Real Estate Hour, heard every Sunday right here on the News and Talk of Sonoma County, in with studio with Dick Dowd. Dick is a long-term resident of Sonoma County. He had his own construction company at Pinnacle Homes. Also has been an engineer for most of his adult life, and is now working on a group, basically an ad hoc committee of concerned builders, developers, engineers who are trying to figure out what we're going to do next when it comes to this rebuilding project, which is going to be immense. This was the largest natural disaster in the state of California. And, you know, we've lost 5,200 homes. I heard as high as 7,500 structures. So pretty devastating. We've talked about the rains are going to be coming. What are we going to do about the toxics that will be, you know, hopefully not going into our stream? I mean, look at Mark West Creek. I think that's a Blue Line Creek. So it's a very, very protected environment. And we're going to have to deal with that. So we talked about the city. Let's talk about the county. The Tennis Wick is over there. You know, Shirley Zane, build, baby, build. Well, she's going to get it. But how does the PRMD factor in all of this? Because they're going to be looking at quite a bit of homes up in the Marquest area.
I have had several conversations with Tennis Wick, and I complimented David Gouin with the City of Santa Rosa. I would duplicate that with Tennis Wick and his department. They're, again, looking for ways to do this as quickly as possible, with the caveat that it has to also be done correctly.
Right.
We don't want to make a mess. We don't want to build inappropriate houses. There's new building codes. Many of the houses that were destroyed were built under previous codes. So there's going to be some changes. There's going to have to be planning of some sort that goes along with this, so it's not just helter-skelter. So that Tennis Wick and David Guin and their departments have a responsibility to make sure that things are done correctly. But both those departments are all on board to try to get this done and moving. I just believe, because of the time of the year, as we talked a little bit about with the stormwater and the runoffs that come from that, we have to be really careful. In standard building conditions, you wouldn't be building in the winter season.
Right.
You wouldn't be putting in foundations. If you had the foundations in ready to go, you could frame and do the other things on top of them and not cause a problem. But I don't think that's going to slow things down significantly, because homeowners, insurance companies, lenders, contractor developers are going to have to do a significant amount of planning before they're ready to start pouring concrete and pounding nails. So I see us using this next 6 months to do just that. Then during that time, if we can find projects, I think it's Rincon Hills. It's off Highway 12. They're building there now. They'll continue to build.
Right.
They'll have houses coming on the market, and there's others throughout the county that are in that stage. So that's going to help the situation. Mm-hmm. But we got to look at this as being a multi-phase, multifaceted operation.
Yeah, I mean, if you have existing projects, like you said, that are ready to go, let's get them built.
Yes.
You know, because their foundations are already in. There's this stuff on Sebastopol Road, you know, out of the old Majdalevsky property out there. That's ready to go. Like you said, that property in Aston. So I think, you know, let's get those built, you know, get the foundations already there. They can start building, like you said. But you're right. You just can't go ahead and do a foundation when it's pouring down rain.
No.
So we're going to have a delay. Your take on any, have you heard about how long it's going to take to actually do the cleanup? Is it?
I have heard, and I thought it not feasible that it would be that fast, giving it the time of the year and the impending rains. But I've heard OES say that they will have it done, the cleanup done for these areas early in 2018.
Wow.
At the same time, I have respected Coffee Park's comments that were in the Press Democrat recently that they didn't like people coming in and taking pictures of everything, invading their privacy. So I've stayed away. I have not done that in Fountain Grove and Sky Farm because I lived in that area for 25 years. I have many, many friends that live in that area, and I built many of those homes.
Right.
So I have driven through that and it's been devastating to look at, but it's also given me insight as to my thoughts and discussion that I've had with the task force is how can we do this and what are we going to do?
Yeah, I thought that's a little optimistic. I think they're going to probably be looking at, who knows, maybe June by the time, or May by the time they get everything cleaned up. There's a lot of property out there.
Yes, there is.
And how many excavators do you have that are going to be pulling the foundations? You know?
Well, I don't know. I heard the other day that Argonaut Constructors, one of the engineering contractors that is working on the cleanups for the Army Corps of Engineers, I think they leased an additional 20 excavators.
Yeah, I heard that too. So Mike's going to be, you know, chafing at the bit to get in there and start working.
Yes,
which is good. You know, and then you're right. You know, you made a comment, you know, during the break that, you know, we're blessed to be in a community where we have, you know, civic minded people like yourself and just a whole bunch of folks. You know, a lot of the builders that built here were not people that just built and took off. You know, they weren't, you know, like the Lennars and the KMBs. We have, you know, Condiotti, Christofferson, yourself, you know, Craig Lawson. There's a whole bunch of people, Tucks, that have been here for a long time and have lived and worked in Sonoma County.
Yes.
And they're not gonna let this happen. They're not going to let it sit like that. So you're going to have a lot of good forces out there that are going to come to bear on this. And I think, you know, we've been through this route before, and I think the city, I really applaud David Ngu, and the poor guy is working himself to death. Thank God he's young. But, you know, he's been down there, I think, 24/7 since the fire. You know, you see him, and he looks good, but you could just tell he's getting a little tired. But that's the commitment we have. You know, Sean McGlynn, the city manager, and then Tennis Wick, who is a fairly newcomer to the PRMD, and they've lost a lot of experienced people there. So it's all a matter about gearing up for staff to handle this huge project. Now, the opt-in now, how important is that, do you feel, to this whole project? I mean, I think if you have a massive amount of people who opt out, do you know where these firms, private firms, are coming from, Dick? Are they? I understand FEMA is going to be training them.
And there are some. It is my understanding there are some local certified contractors
right.
That can do this work. It just won't be. They'll have to schedule one at a time if
right.
they're doing this as a private contractor, and that will slow the process down. It doesn't mean that homeowners shouldn't choose that way if they
right.
find a contractor that they feel comfortable with. There's nothing wrong with it. It's just a matter of making sure they have the right certifications
right.
and make sure that when it's all said and done, what was done has been okayed by the appropriate agencies so that their insurance, their mortgage, and all those kinds of things come to play appropriately.
Yeah.
So there's a lot to do. And as I said earlier in this show, I have tipped the scale to going with the opt-in personally because I think it'll expedite the process
right.
and make it more efficient. So, but that doesn't mean every homeowner has to do that.
Sure, sure. Yeah, and I know a lot of people said, well, why was that date set? And we asked David about that. He said, look, we had to have a date. Okay, you've got to have a goal to shoot for, and we need to move on, and you know, and it's really encouraging to see like the city do that. But a lot of people are going, I need more time. I don't know if what's going to cost to do this. My insurance is going to cover this, and those are a lot of the big issues we're also going to run into. Any thoughts? Anything you've heard from insurance people about how many people are actually uninsured, and is there going to be gap financing? I know David was talking about that to make up the difference.
Well, that's why this task force it initially started with contractor developers and civil engineers and architects. And we realized that two missing pieces in that were the finance arena and the insurance arena.
Right.
So we now have a representative from Exchange Bank, Howard Dalton, on the task force, and we have Josh Johnson, who's a representative of George Peterson Insurance, on there. And so they're helping us with those developing answers to those questions that you just expressed.
Yeah, because I think that's going to be the next big shoe to drop. I think once people get out there and realize what it's going to cost to build again, you know, especially in the Coffee Park area, people are going to go, how much? And like you say, that's why those numbers, you know, if you try to do a one-off guy, it's going to cost you a lot of money. That's why you need somebody that can come in and has the wherewithal that could do 40, 50, even 100 homes up there. I don't know how many homes Tux did. I think he did quite a few in that area.
That's my understanding.
Yeah.
And it's almost my understanding that many of those people are underinsured.
Yep.
And their mortgages that they have in place aren't sufficient to rebuild.
Right. Well, Dick, thanks for coming in. I really appreciate it. And I'd love to talk to you again once the task force gets moving along. Maybe give us an update on the show occasionally. We'd appreciate it.
Be glad to do so.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for inviting me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. That was Dick Dowd, and he's the chairman of a local group that's going to be kind of hopefully helping folks come to some decisions on the Real Build project. So we'll see you next Sunday on the Real Estate Hour. I'm Mike Kelly.
You've been listening to the longest-running real estate talk show in the North Bay, The Real Estate Hour with Mike Kelly. Join Mike every Sunday morning at 9 for tips on buying and selling your home. Call in and ask your questions direct. Don't forget to check in daily with The Real Estate Hour's official blog at therealestatehourblog.com. Mike Kelly on The Real Estate Hour, Sunday mornings on KSRO and KSRO.com.